Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and today's show is perfectly appropriate. It's about using sound and vibration to overcome fear. Seems to be a lot of that around these days. So our intention is that it's not that there's no fear, because we don't do the negatives. It's that we are just in the light with love. Okay. Before we get started, though, I want to tell you about some things that are coming up here at the Institute. Oh, my God, you know, we've moved the whole school to Sausalito, and it's a beautiful place on Caledonia Street in Sausalito. It's so nice being able to walk outside and just feel really safe and know all the neighbors, and it's just a beautiful place. We've got a really nice storefront. The door is wide open all the time, and so if you're ever in the area, you know, drop in. And we have a lot of events happening there. This Monday night, we've got a tuning fork class with Randy Masters for only $20. We're going to go over the different types of tuning forks and frequency systems and how to use tuning forks. And then next Friday, we've got one of the gong masters of the planet. He does gongs and bowls. And that's Thunder Shane, they call him. And he's doing the 432 Hertz Spirit Medicine Sound Meditation. And again, that's this Friday from 7 to 9 p.m., $25 in advance. He's amazing. He's got like a whole major selection of gongs. And then Saturday night, Kathleen and myself are doing a sound bath, an alchemical union of the heart of the earth and the galactic wisdom of the Hathors. So we're going to channel some higher beings and do some voice and a lot of crystal bowls and gongs. And that one's free next Saturday, March 14th. And then Sunday, we've got Gerard coming in. Gerard's a medical intuitive. Oh my God, he just starts talking and the room turns into white light, right? Pure light. So that's Sunday morning, 10 a.m. to 12. Although he was trying to cancel, so you might double check on that one before you show up. So that's next Sunday, March 15th. And then on Friday, March 27th, we've got a couple of guys coming in. One of them is the best, I swear, the best didgeridoo player on the planet. And they got a lot of other instruments and musicians they work with. It's a really just really professional musicians doing sound healing. They're called the Sound Templar. And that's Friday, March 27th, 7:30 to 9:30. It's $25. And then on March 28th, we've got Gabriel Gold, who is just the most heart-open chant and mantra and sound circle leader. He's just amazing, beautiful voice. Really heart opening. So Saturday, March 28th, 7:30 to 9:30. And then we got our next open house on Sunday, March 29th from 1 to 6. And that's free, of course. And then on Friday, April 3rd, we have Jennifer Dumpert is coming in. She's doing a workshop on hypnagogic meditation. She's a master at it, at bringing in people into altered states of consciousness. She wrote a whole book on it. She's really, if you want to get high, you know, come Friday, April 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. So those are the main events we have here at the school. We also have a lot of individual classes coming up, so you can do those individually. We've got the toning, chant, and mantra classes with Suzanne Sterling and Sonia. And we've also got the class with Randy Masters, the full course. And then we have the sacred geometry class. So all of these are on our website at soundhealingcenter.com. Let's see. We also have the next semester for this whole program is starting June 2nd. And that's the summer intensive, where it's June 2nd to the 13th. From 10 to 9:30 every day. And then if you want to do the second half, you can come back in August, July 30th to August 9th. And you could do that online as well, to finish it online instead of coming back. Although once people are here for 10 days, they always come back. It's such an amazing time. You can also do all of these classes online. We've got the semester starts about every other week. You could start this Tuesday, March 10th. And online works really well with live instructors at 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time on Tuesday and Thursday nights, and then 10 to 1 on Saturdays, again, Pacific time. And or you can watch the videos if you can't make the live class. And also you can do, if you're in even close here, you can do a hybrid where you do some classes here and you do the rest online. And or you could, you know, just fly in if you're out of town and do like a weekend or something and then do the rest online. We also have our Mount Shasta retreat in August. It's like August 14th, 15th, and 16th, profound time in Mount Shasta, right on a river, beautiful place. And then we go up on the mountain on the third day and hang out with the Lemurians and get really high. It's just an incredible time. It sells out every year. And that's, again, August 14th, 15th, and 16th. And see, I think it's like under 200 right now. Actually, it might be 208. We'll see. And then we've got, let's see, we do have our recording class that just started here at the Institute, and we also offer that online. We're about to start it next week, and that's where you learn how to run Pro Tools or you know, use, record and mix in any digital audio workstation, completely separate program than the Sound Healing. And then we've got we also learn about MIDI and producing and how to use sound, record sound in a way that affects people really deeply. Right? So that's starting. We just started this week. You could jump in here, and we're planning on starting next week if we get enough people online. Right? Again, you can find all of that at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have our therapy center where we do a wide range of therapies. We do a lot of them online where we can find your home note and then vibrate you into bliss and with the CD, and we'll tune the CD to you. Or you can do voice analysis where we find what's missing and vibrate you, get you a CD in the key of what's missing to resolve issues. We also do chakra treatments. We do a full combination treatment. We also do massage on the sound table here. It's really, we've got a beautiful therapy room in our new place here. Angels and light beings everywhere, right? We also have our store where we've got my book, the number one selling book in the world in sound healing. We've got got about 100 CDs that are really effective for getting you in the zone. Also CDs that you don't listen to. You put them on the body with headphones, and then if you got any pain or any issues with any organs or parts of the body, it will take care of it. And then we also have devices that you can play those frequency CDs through that will make it even more powerful because they have more bass than headphones. We also have the sound lounges and sound tables and sound vests that will get rid of any anxiety, any just about anything emotionally you have going on, not only emotionally, but physically out of your body. And we also have a full range of crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, tuning forks. I mean, we've got 300 products, sound healing instruments on the website, including geometries and pendants. And we've got sound chambers. We've got major sound chambers that we've gotten downloads to build. It's like the King's Chamber with a dodecahedron around it and a octahedron around that. Oh, my God. You know, it will totally take you into a higher consciousness. So you can see all of that at soundoflove.com. The therapy center is soundtherapycenter.com. However, you can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. Or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call me 415-777-2486. Well, with this virus that's going on, let's see, with this and all of the all types of things going on with politics and everything, a lot of people are running a lot of fear. I was just talking with my friend today and saying, you know, the fear is worse than the virus, right? People are going into fear. It's really amazing how much fear is out there. And I felt a little bit myself, right? And so today we're going to really go through quite a few techniques on how to overcome fear. When you look at the sound of fear or the sounds associated with fear, it's like a chaotic vibration. Right? Very chaotic vibration. That vibration will break down your body. It's not good for your heart. It's not good for your immune system. It's not good for your nervous system. It's really not good for you. Fear, I think God kind of blew it on this fear realm. Of course, it's important. So, you know, if there's a tiger, you can get enough adrenaline to run. So you don't put your hand in the fire. Yeah, there's some good parts about it, of course. But it's kind of gone overboard, right? Because we often go into fear, and it's really not good for us, and it makes it so our system doesn't work as well and can actually kill you, right? So the whole trick is to replace that chaotic vibration with a stable, consistent vibration. And there's many that you can do. You know, I remember, let me put it this way. There's a lot of we do a whole class on stuck emotions and making the sound of emotions. And, you know, if you're resisting an emotion, it's often good to make the sound of it so you can get back into it, so you can release it. I don't think that's the case with fear. I think it's useless to make the sound of fear. It's not like we're resisting it. It's just here, right? We're in it, right? I mean, it's like you say you're going up in front of a crowd and you have the fear of speaking in front of a large group. Well, you don't make the sound of fear to get it in your body to be able to overcome it or face it. You know, that's not the deal, because it's not good for you. But it occurs to me, you know, sometimes we don't face our fears, but that doesn't mean going into it, right? So sometimes you have to actually face it and deal with it and replace it with a stable, consistent vibration, because sometimes people are afraid to even look at that vibration or address it. They just shake, right? So the most basic thing you can do is to just do a vowel. Toning, right? Elongated vowel, any vowel. Based on the law of resonance, where a strong vibration will overcome a weaker vibration and train the weaker into the stronger, you can simply change that chaotic vibration of to so think of any fears you might have right now and face them and replace them. Oh, that's a good one. Face and replace. Face and replace. Okay. With a vowel, a consistent tone that brings peace into your body. Okay. Face it and replace it with a vowel. And I'll do the same. Any stable sound, whether it's a crystal ball, Tibetan bowl, tuning fork, could be a synthesizer or a keyboard, you know, could be a bass guitar, any instrument sound that does consistent, stable vibration, a drone, right? However, you could even do rhythm to replace it. Rhythm works well. Sometimes rhythm's even better for certain, for a lot of people. So if you just, you could just do a rhythm, like any consonant, like ba, 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 ba. It's really good. Your heart and your brain will start synchronizing to that rhythm and overcome that vibration of fear really quickly, right? I mean, of course, any music can do it. Tonic chants, any chants, any mantras, anything that gets you out of that chaos is really the deal. That's the most simple aspect of all, right? Before we go any further, I want to go ahead and play one of my favorite songs on the Journey Through the Matrix CD, and it's called Overcoming Fear. So my whole intention when recording this song was going to a place of love and light, overcoming fear. So let's listen to that and set your intention while listening to this song to totally overcoming fear and going into the light. Okay, enjoy. There's another way to approach fear, and that is with serious boundaries. To say, no, no, I am not going to allow this fear to control my life, to affect me at all, right? The sound associated with that would be a really powerful sound. You could get very intense. Let me demonstrate. Warning, warning, I'm going to get really loud. Okay, would be like this. No! Right? Very powerful no. You're not going to allow it. It's interesting. When you do that, you are an empowered being. And that's a really good place to identify with. Now you can, you don't have to get really loud with the sound, although if you're feeling it in your body, you know, to do a really powerful sound can really help overcome that pit in the gut, right? Pit in the solar plexus, right? So it can be really good. But you can also just do it firmly and not even get really loud. You can just go, no, 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 no more. Or you can say, no way, no way, right? So whatever feels good for you, do it now. On three, which is always four, do a no. Try it really powerfully. One, two, three. No! Right? No. We're not going to subscribe to this fear. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Of course, you take precautions if you feel you need to. Right? But I won't even get into whether it's really as bad as people are saying. Not going to go there because it's who knows for sure, really. But not to subscribe to the fear. Be in your power. You can also simply run love. Imagine, well, no, let's not imagine, let's do it. Send love with the sound to the virus on the whole planet. Now, that's the best thing you can do right there. Love is the antidote. It really makes your immune system work way better, right? Makes you feel good. It's really the deal. Send love to it. I was talking to a woman who said she's an intuitive and she's communicating with the virus and said, you know, what if you just like hang out and don't hurt people? And she said, the virus said, that's okay. I don't mind doing that. So you can have little conversations and send energy to it etherically, right? Especially love, right? The main thing is the resistance, right? That's what is the danger. Resistance, which mostly manifests as fear. I've got another song I want to play, Unconditional Love. So just resonate this unconditional love for all the issues on the planet, all your problems, all your fears. Think of all your fears and just run in unconditional, universal love for them while listening to this song. Unconditional love.
Thank you.
I've really come to believe there is no such thing as letting go. Let me explain. It's like when you let go of something, I mean, I guess you know, if you're holding something and you let go, you no longer have it there. But it's interesting. Normally, when you let go of something, you go to another place, right? Otherwise, it's still resonating there. So it's really about simply transforming to another state of being or another emotion, right? So I feel that's really the deal. We'll do some releasing of emotions in a bit, right? And transform them. But, I mean, we do a technique where we'll make the sound of where you're at and slowly transform it into something else. It's like a letting go, but you're really just going to another place, right? Because, you know, in the mind, letting go is like just going with the flow again. It means that you're no longer stuck and focused on that one thing. So you're going back into the flow or to another state of being, right? One place we could go is compassion. Compassion for all of the people that are suffering from this virus. Compassion for all of the people in big time fear. Compassion for all of the people that are starting to suffer from the economic stuff, right? And just compassion for that fear that you are experiencing. Compassion is a really coherent, strong, stable, consistent vibration. When you go to compassion, it easily overcomes fear, right? So tune into the essence of Kuan Yin, the essence of the Dalai Lama. And let's make the sound of compassion for yourself and everyone on the planet dealing with any fear. A song that's called Emotional Stress Release, and it brings you to a place of peace and stillness. Let's play this because I think it's perfectly appropriate for this fear that a lot of people are running. And enjoy for yourself too. Here's another stable vibration you could go to, but it's not so easy. I'm sorry, this one's really easy. And that's gratitude. To be able to be grateful for all challenges and all problems and all viruses on the planet. To be grateful. They say if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. And it's definitely going to make us stronger. After we're over this one, it's not too much can affect us, right? Maybe there's other stuff coming that'll make us really strong, but I don't know. I mean, goodness gracious. It'll be really easy to hold our frequency after this has passed, right? For a lot of people. But also, when you look at the suffering of the people or the people that have died already, it's opening hearts all over the planet. Tom Kenyon said, when we had Fukushima, it was the biggest heart opening we ever had. Alice Bailey said that World War II was the biggest ever on the planet. Not only people that know the people, but people that are sick, but you could just feel it. Unless you're not feeling very much. It's heart opening. This suffering that people are going through. And when people's hearts are open, they're out of their head, in their feeling body, heart open, that's the best. So this is creating an incredible heart opening on the planet. Incredible heart opening on the planet. So we can be grateful. We're not bringing it on. We're not saying we need more gratitude. No, no, right? We are not saying bring it on. But now that it's here, to run gratitude. Tricky one, especially if you know someone that's sick, right? Or if you get sick. No. But it's really excellent for your body. Again, your immune system works incredibly well when you're running gratitude. You feel way better, right? It's really good for you. It's a stable, consistent emotion as opposed to chaos. We're replacing the chaos of fear with the stability of gratitude. It's really, really excellent. There's actually, I've read this in many of the shows I've done here. Let me find it. It's really, there was a research study that was done, I think it was at MIT University, on post-traumatic growth, right? And they found many things that people learned from difficult situations. They learned an increased appreciation of life. Learning that, definitely appreciate life more. Warmer relations with others. Not so many hugs, though. Right? Recognition of new possibilities for one's life. Greater sense of personal strength and spiritual development. Definitely increased compassion for others, increased capacity for forgiveness and humility, and increased desire to understand things. What's the frequency or combination of frequencies that will destroy this, right? A deeper understanding of the ambiguous nature of things and becoming more aware of the limitations of our knowledge. When there's trauma, people help one another. They express previously unexpressed love for friends, family, and strangers. Even in the book by Carlos Castaneda on Teachings of Don Juan, he talks about death as being our ally. It brings us into the present moment and makes us totally aware of what is really important. Right? So we can be grateful for any challenge or conflict. Ultimately, it's all in the plan. I have no doubt that this is just a blip. We are actually moving into higher consciousness. There is a whole plan of ascension and people ultimately getting to a place of oneness where we're all one again, right? And I believe that plan is perfectly in place. When there's little dips, it may seem like we're going down, right? But it's not true. It's really not true. This could lead to new developments in medicine. It could lead to new connections. There's a lot. It's really part of the whole. In that way, everything is perfect. There are no negatives. It's always a process of enlightenment and transformation. So we can do love, we can do compassion, we can do gratitude, we can do oneness, or you can just do a vowel, right? Just do a vowel. You can also just be in your body, feeling your toes, feeling gravity pulling us to the middle of the earth. But more than anything, breathe. It's nice to breathe with a sound. Just do a sound on the out breath. In. In. And out. So just run love and light with the sound. breath. We return to the intention that we all may be in love and light all the time, at all levels of reality. Hold that energy, at least for the rest of the night, for the whole weekend, for weeks and months, as long as this thing is around, for years, no matter what, and even for lifetimes. Thanks for living. Listening. That was good. Thanks for living. And take care.